Welcome to A Simple Story Time. I'm so glad you could join me today. I have a little riddle for you. Listen closely and see if you can guess what I'm describing. It belongs just to you and can never be mine. It's often beside you, but not all the time. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes it's small. But in the dark, it's not there at all. What is it? It's your shadow. People have always been fascinated with their shadows. They're kind of like copies of us that come and go and change shapes and sizes sometimes. It's almost like they have their own personalities. Here's a silly poem about a boy who was having a little trouble with his shadow one day. My Shadow by Robert Louis Stevenson. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me, from the heels up to the head, and I see him jump before me when I jump into bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow, not at all like proper children, which is always very slow, for he sometimes shoots up taller like a bouncy rubber ball. And sometimes gets so little that there's none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play and can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close beside me, he's a coward, you can see. I'd think shame to stick to Nursie as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup. But my lazy little shadow, like an errant sleepyhead, had stayed at home behind me and was fast asleep in bed. Do you think his shadow really stayed in bed, tucked under the covers? Maybe this little boy just didn't realize that it takes light to make a shadow. And because he got up before the sun, there just wasn't enough light yet for his shadow to appear. In our next story, a little boy named Peter loses his shadow, and then, once he finds it, he tries to stick it back on. Have you ever heard of Peter Pan? Peter is a little boy who never grows up. He lives in a place called Never Never Land. His search for his missing shadow brings him to a little girl named Wendy's house, where they meet and end up having lots of adventures together. It all starts in Wendy's room late one night. Earlier that day, Wendy's mother, Mrs. Darling, had found Peter's shadow on the windowsill and tucked it away in the dresser drawer. And now Peter has come to find it. Here's the tale of Peter's missing shadow. Everything in the room was now still and quiet. Suddenly, the night lights flickered, waned, and went out one by one. And there darted into the room a tiny ball of fire, which flitted uneasily about and finally vanished into a cup on the bedside table. Then, the same slender, graceful figure that had so startled Mrs. Darling leapt from the darkness outside the window. There was just one click. The window was open, and the little creature stepped cautiously in. He seemed to be looking for something, and you will easily guess that what he was looking for was his shadow.
Tink! Tink! Where are you?
He whispered, and then the light shone from the cup, and he went on.
Tink! Do you know where they have put it?
Now, this little ball of light was really a fairy girl who knew everything worth knowing. I mean, most fairies do. All you could see of her was the little flame, but you could hear her distinctly. She made a tinkling noise like a little silver bell, and that was why she was called Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell at last rested a few moments on the second drawer of the nursery dresser. Instantly, the boy ran joyfully to it and, pulling open the drawer, snatched out his shadow neatly rolled up, just as Mrs. Darling had left it. He had found it, certainly, but the next trouble was to put it on again. A happy thought struck him. He would stick it on with soap. Sitting on the hearthrug, he soaped his feet, and then he soaped his shadow. But whichever way he soaped, they would not stick together. There is no use in having a shadow if it will not stick to you. After trying and trying in vain, the poor little fellow gave up the attempt, buried his face in his hands, and sobbed despairingly. It was then that Wendy awoke. She sat up in bed and, not frightened at all, said, "Little boy, why are you crying?" The boy sprang to his feet and, taking off his cap, bowed very politely. Wendy curtsied in return, although she found this a difficult thing to do as she was still in bed.
"What's your name?" asked the little boy.
"Wendy Moria Angela Darling. What's yours?"
"Peter Pan."
"Where do you live?"
"Second turning to the right and straight on till morning."
This seemed to Wendy a very funny address, but she was all sympathy when she heard that Peter had no mother. No wonder he was crying. But that was not the reason for Peter's tears, as he was quick to let her know. He was crying because he could not get his shadow to stick on. This made Wendy smile, and she emphatically declared that soap was no good. It must be sewn on. "Shall I do it for you?" she suggested, and jumping out of bed to get her sewing basket, she set to work at once. Now, it hurts a good deal to have a shadow sewn onto your feet.
Ouch!
But Peter bore it bravely. And it was the right thing to do, for the shadow held on beautifully.
Hooray!
And Peter was so delighted that he danced up and down the nursery, watching it make patterns on the floor, and he flung his arms open wide and legs dancing about. Oh, what a funny story. Can you imagine if your shadow fell off? How would you try to put it back on? Would you use glue? Perhaps some sticky tape? Maybe you would try bubble gum. If you like this story about Peter and Wendy and want to hear all about their adventures in Never Never Land, you can read or ask someone to read with you the full story of Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie. A link for a free copy of the full book, as well as an activity to go along with today's theme, will be in the show notes. Or you can visit my website, simplestorytime.com. Today's story was from The Story of Peter Pan, a retelling by Daniel O'Connor. Remember, stories are happening all around you. What stories will you find today? Until next time, goodbye.